Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and today I got a college football game preview. The Oregon Ducks taking on the UCLA Bruins. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me this morning. Let's talk about the UCLA Bruins. Chip Kelly, you've finally done something, Bel-Air. Boy, the UCLA Bruins, 6-0. Football's highest level. I'm not talking about basketball. With Lou Alcindor, Bill Walton, Marcus Johnson. Nah. I'm talking about the football team. I know Randy Cross has got to be happy. I know Gary Beeman has got to be happy. I know Mel Farr Jr. has got to be happy. Ooh-wee, Maurice Jones-Drew. The Bruins. The reason the Bruins are so good this year, they got a very special quarterback that a lot of people are not talking about, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Think about this issue. This young man got over 1,500 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 2 INTs. He's going to be a very critical part this week against Oregon. And then they got a running back, the transfer from the University of Michigan, Zach Charbonnet. I hope I didn't butcher his name too bad. The young man's got over 600 yards rushing this year. And the Bruins are averaging almost 40 points offensively. This is a very good football team. And it looks like now that Chip Kelly has the quarterback and he has the system. And one thing about Dorian Thompson-Robinson is that the gentleman has been in UCLA system for 4 years. He's been under Chip Kelly. He's progressed each year. Very, very experienced football player. And I like his story because he's from Las Vegas, Nevada, but his mother's one of the high-level professors over there at UNLV. Now they're taking on the Oregon Ducks. Boy, everybody was killing Dan Lanning. After that first game, when he came down to Atlanta, the former Georgia Bulldog defensive coordinator, Oregon, got drugged 49-3 by Georgia. But since that time, and Bo Nix took a lot of criticism from that game also, that time Mr. Nix and Mr. Lanning got the Ducks quacking. They flying. The Oregon Ducks, looking at Bo Nix, he's really improved. 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's really, really came on. And then you were looking at Oregon. Their defense has stepped up. After allowing 49 points in their first game, they're only allowing 98 yards rushing, almost 17 points a game. But the thing I like about Oregon is that Dan Lanning has been able to get that running game going. Marquise Irvin has over 429 yards. And we knew Oregon was going to play great defense. What happened in that Georgia game was just a game that, hey, Georgia just came ready to play, was probably better prepared. But you look at the Ducks now, ranked number 9 in the country, 5-1 on the year, taking on the UCLA Bruins, who's ranked in the top 10. This is going to be a very, very special football game. And Bo Nix, when you're talking about a quarterback, had an up and down time at Auburn down here in the SEC, came out as a five-star recruit, and I kind of really felt sorry for him. Here's a guy that really had a lot of pressure on him at Auburn. Then he transfers out of Auburn, goes up to the Midwest, plays for the Oregon Ducks and Phil Knight, and struggled in that first game against Georgia. And then you had all the pundits out there saying, is this guy ever going to live up to his five-star status? Well, you look at the Oregon Ducks right now, and they're playing football. You got to thank Dan Fouts, Chris Miller, Joey Harrington, Achilles Smith, and Justin Herbert. They got to be proud of the Ducks. My prediction in this football game is going to be a very high-scoring football game. But I think the Oregon Ducks just got a little better more defense, and they got Dan Lanning as their coach. And you know Oregon is going to play defense down the road, and especially in this game. I'm taking Oregon in a very close football game, 31-27 of the UCLA Bruins. And before I leave, I want to give a shout out to Jamar Hill, starting safety for the Oregon Ducks. Saw the young man play here locally in the Metro Atlanta area for the Morrill High School. He was a very, very special football player. And let me tell you about Mr. Hill's team. They went 3-7 that year, but he was one of the best safeties in the country. Kudos to Coach Jerome Weeks in the program down there at Morrill High School. His product playing for the Oregon Ducks. Oregon, UCLA, this Saturday, college football. The Bruins are back. Bel Air, Bruins, John Wooden. If you like the video, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you.
Let's find out what Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today, we got our college football game preview. It's the Mississippi State Bulldogs taking on the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Mississippi State and Alabama. I'm going to start with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Week in and week out, I know the competition is really at a high level in the SEC, and every week you're thinking Mississippi State has got a real good football team, which I think they're doing. You think they're going to turn the corner. Big football game last week against the Kentucky Wildcats and ended up really didn't looking good. The Mississippi State defense gave up 200 yards rushing, gave up 196 yards to running back Chris Rodriguez of the University of Kentucky. But what I don't understand, this was a Mississippi State team that had scored 82 points in the two games previously before they went up there to Kentucky and played Kentucky. Their quarterback, Real Rogers, took a step back in the football game, 25-37, one touchdown, one INT. To make a long story short here today on 100 Yards Football, if Mississippi State is going to be competitive in this football game, make no bones, Real Rogers has got to throw for more than 203 yards in that football game. And defensively, when you're looking at the Bulldogs, you cannot give up 200 yards rushing against an Alabama team. That's not going to happen, or the Mississippi State Bulldogs are going to get run out of Tuscaloosa. Now let's talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm going to say two things about the Tide. Number one, kudos to Bryce Young. We've been talking about all these other quarterbacks that's been really performing on the national level. Hendon Hooker, no question about it. Michael Penix at the University of Washington. My man, Caleb Williams at USC, California, Yae, where Bryce Young is from. But when I looked at that football game last week, you're talking about greatness. You're talking about a player that was coming back from an injury. I have never seen a better performance that young man did against Tennessee last week. 455 yards, 67% completion in that football game. Two touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 153.5. Make no bones, Bryce Young was the best player on the field. And kudos to Jamar Gibbs that rushed for under 3 yards. Georgia Tech, I know you got to be sick at your stomach. I know you need some Pepto-Bismol because we knew that Jameer Gibbs was going to be this type of football player. Now to the key point that really stung me and what has this win for Alabama. Now you look at head coach Nick Saban. No question about it. He's called a savant of college football. He's done a hell of a job at the University of Alabama. National championship after national championship. But basically, when Nick Saban got to Alabama, what was the biggest key with Nick Saban? He was a defensive-minded coach. Last week, giving up 52 points to Tennessee. The only other time I known a Nick Saban team give up 50 points, you got to go all the way back to 1996 against Nebraska when he was the head man at Michigan State. And the Nebraska team had Lawrence Phillips, Tommy Frazier, Armand Green, Grant Wisdom, the Peter brothers. Where has the defense gone for the University of Alabama? And then you got arguably the best defensive player in the country, Will Anderson. He was nowhere to be found. And you think about all those great defensive players that's played at Alabama. Eric Curry, John Copeland, Dante Hightower, Derek Thomas, C.J. Mosley, Jeremiah Castile, Mike Pitts, Tommy Wilcox, Marty Lyons, Barry Krause, E.J. Jr., Don McNeil, Curtis McGriff, Wayne Hamilton. Where has the defense gone with Alabama? That's the question I asked to the Roll Tide fans. Where had your defense? Because last week, Hendon Hooker lit you up like a firecracker. He was on fire. The smoke in Neyland Stadium was blazing. Your defense was backpedaling, backfilling motion. But however, I feel sorry for Mississippi State this weekend because you know that this week Alabama's going to fix those leaks in their secondary. They're going to fix them leaks on the D-line, and they're going to play better defense. And right now, them losing one game and they have a quarterback like the caliber Bryce Young has from trophy caliber, who last week I think put a stamp that he's still in this race. I'm sorry, CJ Stroud out of Ohio State. But Bryce Young, 455 yards. He was special. He would not let that team from Alabama lose. He did everything he could. But it's the kicking game that let Alabama down and the defense. But coming into this Mississippi State game, I expect Alabama's going to be mad and they're going to roll. It's going to be sweet home Alabama. And Leonard Skinner. So I'm taking Alabama big. Alabama 49, Mississippi State 21. It's not even going to be close. They're going to put points on the board. Let me back up. Alabama 49, Mississippi State. I'm being kind, 31. I'm going to give you another touchdown and 3 points. Alabama 49, Mississippi State 31. The tide is going to roll, and they're going to make a statement in Tuscaloosa on Saturday night.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you. Roll Tide. They're going to be rolling next Saturday. They're going to be rolling. Sweet home Alabama.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.